Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere in Las Vegas? 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, you're in Gig Harbor this morning. What would you want to see at the Sphere?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, real quick, is that the new member on the morning show? Team member that answered the phone?
No, it's someone helping us out right now, yes.
Just helping. Okay. well, like I told him, I don't know nothing about the Sphere. But the first thing I thought of was Apocalypse Now. It's got a great visual and a great soundtrack.
I was going to say that about the soundtrack, old man Kenny. That's a good call.
That seems a little too heavy for me at the Sphere, though.
Don't take the drugs, Steve.
Yeah, that might be a little too much, Kenny, for me.
206-803-ROCK. Chris, you are in Redmond this morning. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere in Las Vegas?
I think the best movie would be Aliens.
Again, a little too heavy for me, but I mean, it's a great film. I think I'd just be a little too overwhelmed.
Yeah, are any of those horror movies? Talk about it enhancing the experience of a horror movie.
People would be leaving the Sphere on edge.
I think so, too. I mean, we've seen some video footage of people kind of losing their minds at the Sphere at certain types of concerts. I feel like that would happen at those, regardless of whether someone was on something or not.
Yeah, I think I just want things to be a little bit more cash.
Yeah, a little more tame.
I don't need to end, like, it's like also, like, I don't want to see Slipknot at the Sphere.
No, that might be nightmare fuel.
That may be too much for me. Like, even when people say, like, seeing Tool, which I agree would be amazing, it might be too extreme.
Okay, but I have a question. Would you see Slipknot if you were completely sober? Because that would be really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm saying.
But it's in Vegas. We're not going to Utah.
I know, but
if Utah has the Sphere, I would love to see that.
206-803-ROCK is the number. And we want to know, besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
So I said, forget concerts. I want the Sphere to simulate what it's like to be inside of a Seahawks huddle.
Oh.
They would have, you know what? We have the technology. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they start showing like football games. And they charge like a pretty penny.
That would be super.
And you go there and it's like full on, like you're using that camera that could get super close in on the play.
Immersive experience.
Yeah.
I love that.
Someone said, I want to see Beavis and Butthead do America.
Oh my God.
See, I would go to that.
Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's more my speed.
Definitely.
At the Sphere. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. It is Jaden in Snohomish. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
Probably 28 Days Later.
Here we go again, Steve.
Oh my God.
Zombies?
Man, people just want to be freaked the F out at the Sphere.
Hey, man, it's a good movie.
It is a really good movie. That might be my favorite of the zombie movies.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have a favorite of the zombie movies, come to think of it.
How about Final Destination?
No!
Was it Final Destination 2? Is that, or 2 or 3, the one with the logs?
I think it's 2.
2.
I've never seen any of them, but I feel like that would be such a fun thing to watch.
206-803-ROCK. Eric in Duval, besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
Oh, I'd love to see the old Warren Miller ski and snowboard movies.
Yes!
I think they used to have them in IMAX in Seattle, and they were amazing.
They were always, it was like such a big deal when Warren Miller's new film came out, but go watch it in IMAX.
Absolutely, and that guy's voice could put you to sleep, make you want to jump off a cliff with a snowboard, I swear.
So great. I love that, Eric. Thanks.
How funny is he said that one, because I was trying to remember who it was, and look on my Google search. I was looking for,
Extreme Winter.
I was like, who's the guy that did all those cool snowboarding and ski movies? And it was Warren Miller.
We used to go see those every single year my family would go. It was the best. I would definitely put that on my list for the Sphere.
I'd rather that than a bunch of zombies killing people.
Oh my gosh. I would definitely not sleep well after that for probably the rest of my life.
The zombie one?
Yes.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Sydney in Puyallup. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
Actually, I got a couple of them. My first thought was Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah.
Second is Fantasia. And the third one is Pink Floyd, The Wall.
I can get behind all those, Sydney.
So you want to throw things, enjoy things, and partake in things.
Yes.
I feel like Tyron's all in for that. I feel like you do Rocky Horror. I've never been to a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
But from what I hear, it's very it's big on audience interaction where Definitely. Things are being yelled and things are being thrown.
I think that would be fantastic.
I don't know if the Sphere wants that to happen.
I think the Sphere is up for anything at this point.
Is Rocky Horror, was that originally a Broadway play?
Yes.
Or was, okay. I've never seen it.
There's another Mr. Theater over here. Some say it's better than Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Taryn does.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat the great Steve Miggs? He has a current record of 291 wins, 87 losses, and 77 ties so far this year in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think that you can beat Miggs at 650.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.